Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a happy Sunday and a blessed Sunday. I know it's been a minute, but I'm still enjoying doing this. My exes movement, letting go and let God take control. I'm so happy and blessed because it's a Sunday. And plus, it's a day that the Lord has made. And I hope everyone is getting excited for their work week, that I hope everyone has a happy work week that's coming up. I know I'm excited because this is our last week at work because we'll be out for Thanksgiving break. So I'm happy and excited for that. But today I want to talk about just a little smidgen of something that my pastor was talking about at church today and at Bible study. I want to talk about stop blaming others. Stop pointing the fingers at other people. Or should I just say, stop pointing the finger at others? We do that a lot. We want to point the finger at everybody else but ourselves. And I know I've said in other podcasts about that man in the mirror. And that's what I'm talking about. We got to start with that man in the mirror first before we can start talking about other people and what they're doing. So that's what I want to talk about. Stop pointing the finger. If you're going to point that finger, you better start with yourself first, because you got to look at yourself before you can start looking at everybody else. What's that old saying they say? You better sweep around your front door first before you come sweeping around mine. So that's what I'm talking about today. Pastor talked about some good stuff. It was a good meeting today. And the thing most important he was saying about that is our mindset. We got to stay focused on God first. Because when we take our mind off God, everything else comes down. Everything starts to crumble. And when everything starts to crumble, we want to start blaming everybody else and start pointing that finger. Or why this is happening, why that is happening. But we don't want to look in that mirror and look at ourselves and see that we are the cause of some of the things that's happened to us. Yes, things do happen in life. Things that you can't control. Because we're not in control of anything in the first place. God is in control of everything. But at some things, we do put a hand in for ourselves to make things happen to us. Sometimes we do create our own storms. But then we want to blame everybody else for why we're going through it. We even want to blame God. But instead of looking at ourselves, I know I used to do that. I can speak about myself. I used to be blaming everybody else for why this was happening to me, but I didn't want to admit to the fact I did that. I made a bad decision that I thought was good at the time, but I made that decision to cause this situation. Now, here I am trying to figure out how to get out of it. But then I didn't want to get on my knees and tell God, because He wants us to be truthful with Him and say, Lord, I did this. And I need your help to get me out of it. I did it. Forgive me and just have grace and mercy on me to help me get out of this. And that's what we have to do. We have to admit that we did these things, that we are wrong. We caused the situations, not point the finger at somebody else and say they did it. Just like in relationships, we want to blame the boyfriend. Oh, he was not there for me. Oh, he was out here doing this and he was out there doing that. But we don't want to take blame for the little things that we did. Maybe that we may cause a relationship to break up too. It's always two sides to the story. But we always want to blame that man. Or that man want to blame that woman. I'm a single person, so I can just speak about boyfriend and girlfriend relationships. I can't really speak about marriages, but I do know sometimes it goes on in marriages too. I've seen some marriages from relatives that it's issues with the blame game, you know. So it's all the way around. Just like even on our jobs, we want to blame this person why our job not going right. Oh, that supervisor, he mean. He always mean. He don't like me. He always trying to cause problems with me. He won't let me do this. He always treat other people better than me. But sometimes we got to look at ourselves as, what are we doing? We probably not doing what we supposed to be doing on the job. And that's why that supervisor manager is treating us the way we are. We have to look at our own self sometimes. We might not be as friendly as we should be giving that best customer service that we should be giving on the job. And that's probably why that manager act the way they act towards you. My mother used to always say, you put out what you get. So if you put out negativity, you're going to get negativity. If you put out positive, you're going to get positive. You treat people the way you want to be treated. If you're nasty to people, they're going to treat you nasty. But if you're loving and kind to people, people are going to be loving and kind to you. And that's what it's all about. So we got to stop pointing the finger at everybody and start looking at ourselves and see how we can have a better mindset, how we can clean our own self up and be better. Be better for God, be better for ourselves, our children, our families, our communities. What can we do to be better? You know, we have to ask the Lord to transform us, give us a clean heart. And a lot of times we don't want to do that. We just don't want to get on our knees and admit, I am wrong. We let that pride get in the way. Yes, we do. That pride. And I know I had so much pride. And I'm still working on my pride because I don't like to ask for help. I like to try to do stuff on my own. You know, I ask God about this and I try to leave it in His hand, and that's what I just do. And sometimes you have to ask for help. And so that's what I'm working on myself. I'm not pointing the finger at nobody no more saying, this is why I'm in this situation, this is why I'm in that situation. I know why I'm in this situation, because sometimes I didn't open up my mouth. What was that saying they say? A closed mouth don't get fed. That was me all the time. That was me all the time. And it wasn't a fact. I guess it was the fact that sometimes you feel like you're a failure when you can't do this. And especially if you're a single parent and you got children, you always try to be that top person for your child. And then when you can't do what they want you to expect them to do, you feel like a failure. But you're not a failure. And I had to learn that. I had to learn that I'm not a failure, that I'm doing the best I can with what I got. And then I had to learn to lean on God more than what I was doing. Like I say, when I do this podcast, it's therapeutic because I can talk about all the hurts and pains and things that I did wrong and how God has brought me out. And I just hope that things that I say can help other people that's going through the same situation. Because I know I used to point my finger all the time. Especially at work, I'd be like, man, this supervisor don't like me. This man don't do this, he don't do that. It's always something. And then I had to step back and look at myself. Well, guess what? Am I doing the best that I can do at work? Am I coming to work on time like I should? Am I giving my 100% at work like I should be? You know, we have to look in that mirror. The man in the mirror, like I said before. We got to examine ourselves first, before we can start talking about what other people are not doing and start pointing fingers at other people and blaming. It's easy to talk about other folks, but we can't stand when somebody talking about us. So, what was that saying? Pop can't call the kettle black. Stay out the kitchen. All that good stuff that the old folks used to say. Oh yeah, we got to learn. We got to learn. But the most important thing that we got to stay focused on God in everything we do. We got to push forward. We can't look back. Everything that we did in the past was a reason for us to get to the present, and it's preparing us for the future. God always have things for us. He has us to go through things because He's preparing us for greater. And I've said this so many times that our purpose is to serve Him. He wants greater for us. He don't want us struggling. But a lot of times we cause our own struggle because we don't keep our eye on the prize. Our prize is in heaven. That's what we're supposed to be focused on. Our prize is not obtaining nothing here on earth. Not trying to get the big house, the big car, the big this and big that. That's materialistic things. And He already said, do not store nothing here on earth. You can't take it with you. Our prize is focusing on Him and getting to Him in heaven. But along the way, we are supposed to be saving souls and helping people do it and doing His will and teaching other people about Him. That's what it's all about. And we lose focus on that. We lose focus because we just, that flesh, you know, it's hard to keep that flesh obeying. That's why we got to keep praying. We got to keep our mindset on him, because the devil will attack it. He will. And he uses people and circumstances to try to bring you down. So we got to stay strong in the faith. And when we're doing that, we got to look at ourselves, that man in the mirror. Because I know I've been reflecting. I've been doing a lot of reflecting and changing my ways. I ain't doing a lot of things that I used to. There's a lot of people I don't even be around no more. Because, you know, when God is transforming you to what he wants you to be, you can feel it. And it's nothing, I mean, it's a feeling that you can't even describe. But you know you're going through it. You're not even walking the same walk no more, talking the same talk. You don't even have the same mindset of other people. You don't even be around people that you used to be, because they don't even interest you no more, because your mind is focused on God and what he got for you and what you're trying to do for him. So that's all I wanted to talk for these little snippets. Stop pointing the finger. Start looking at yourself. Start looking in the man in the mirror, which is yourself. I love that song that Michael Jackson made, bless his soul. But he was so right on so many levels when he made that song. You got to start with yourself to make a change before you can start pointing fingers at somebody else and blaming other people for your failures. We're here to uplift, not to bring down. So I hope everyone have a happy Sunday and have a blessed work week. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.